It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Two ocelots were spotted in South Texas earlier last month. This rare daytime sighting of the endangered cats came just before Ocelot Conservation Day at Brownsville's Gladys Porter Zoo. That event was held this past weekend. Gage Davila of Texas Public Radio spoke with an ocelot expert there to learn more about the wild cat.
Brownsville's Gladys Porter Zoo is home to one ocelot named Lilu. She was the star of Ocelot Conservation Day. But just as quickly as she came, she went. This behavior is normal for the shy nocturnal animal, however. Attendees of Ocelot Conservation Day learned this and more about the endangered wildcat. Since 1997, the event has encouraged South Texas residents to protect the 80 or so ocelots left in the U.S.
Texas is the only home to a breeding population of wild ocelots in the United States, and we want to celebrate this unique resident in South Texas.
Sharon Wilcox is the senior Texas representative for Defenders of Wildlife and an ocelot conservationist. Two ocelots were photographed together last month at Laguna Atascosa National Wildlife Refuge. Wilcox says the photos are important for ocelot conservation.
These photographs are very exciting for us because we're able to share those widely with the community, which helps to carry the message and how important it is to drive slowly and be aware when driving in ocelot country.
Gladys Porter Zoo says they are attempting to breed Lilu with another ocelot from the Cincinnati Zoo using wild ocelot genetics. The hope is to create litters of ocelots that could be released into South Texas's population. I'm Gage Davila in Brownsville.